Welcome to the fourth edition of All Killer, No Filler podcast with me, Rachel Fairburn, and Kiri Pritchard-McLean. Today's episode, we are talking about Elizabeth Báthory, the Countess of Blood. And we must stress before we do start talking about today's serial killer, we're not doing this podcast because we admire serial killers or we don't glorify them. We just have a mutual interest in them. And as long as we're doing this podcast, to be fair, it's stopping us from writing to them in prison.
So I think we decided that we wanted to do a chick, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because I know this is only the fourth one, but I mean, as a feminist, I thought that we should discuss a female serial. I think, I'm working on a little theory, Rachel.
Yeah.
I think that serial killers and comedians are quite similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an antisocial lifestyle that your family are never going to understand. Lots of late nights, I imagine the money that you have to output to get any notoriety is exactly the same kind
definitely.
Of...
Definitely. The amount of money you spend on bin liners. Probably astonishing.
And how much time you spend in dubious B&Bs as well. And I think that they're similar as well in that you never just say, oh, serial killer Elizabeth Báthory. You would say female serial killer.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same. You never say, oh, comedian Rachel Fairburn. It's female comedian.
Yeah, well, it's
Rachel
like when they always offer, we need recommendations for female comedians for this gig.
Female comedians is my
worst. Oh, comedians. I hate that term. It's
disgusting,
so...
isn't it?
What year is it? 50s, isn't it? She's a comedian, and then she gets her boobs out at the end. It's just, ugh. But yes, it's female serial killer.
And I think the ratio is probably similar as well, isn't it? About 10 serial killers to one female serial killer, which I think is about the same in comedy as well. But you know what? When the women do it, they really do it fucking well.
They
just like comedy.
It. Exactly.
I think they commit to it, don't they?
She's Elizabeth Báthory, most prolific serial killer in history.
Yeah, alleged.
Alleged, not just female serial killer. Alleged most prolific serial killer in
history. Even more than the Beast of Bolivia or Harold Shipman, who are coming in at about 300. But Elizabeth Báthory is meant to have killed up to 650. Now, here's the sort of problem that we've had with her, in that because it was in sort of like the 16th century, it's really hard to figure out what is fact and fiction.
Yeah.
And because it was such a shocking case, they've buried a lot of it. So we're going to try and present what we think are the facts in this, rather than just going, she was a leather in that. Which actually does rear its head, but we're going to try and keep it to the facts. So we're going to start by talking about her upbringing. She was born in 1560, put it into some kind of historical context. It was a really violent, bloody time, wasn't it?
A lot of wars going on. She was Hungarian. There was a war between the Hungarians and the Turks going on. Basically, everyone was kicking off in those days.
So the Ottomans and the Hungarians were at war, but also the serfs, as they were known, who were Slovakian, I think, who were sort of the lower classes, were also at war with the noble people. Basically, everyone was fighting, and she was brought up around a lot of violence. She was pregnant by the time she was 13. She's said to be very beautiful. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of the thing. Obviously, we can't prove that, because who is going to say to the richest woman possibly in the world at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Could do something with your hair, love. I'm not going to...
Just run your fingers through it. Yeah, so she was pregnant at the age of 13, which was fairly shocking in those days, but still not shocking if you consider the climate of kind of... They were basically hedonists, I think, that kind of era.
I think the fact that they knew they weren't going to live very long, I think a lot of factors in the old medieval times, especially if you were rich, if you knew you weren't going to get pregnant at 13, that's probably the equivalent of being 25 in those days, because the lifespan was...
Just... Yeah, that's true. I'd not thought about it like that. I suppose it's like the war as well, isn't it? My mum was telling me about in the Second World War. My grandma was saying, because no one knew if anyone was going to live from day to day, so the guys would come home from fighting abroad and they'd be like, oh, we've got a black baby, have we? And we're like, let's just... come on, I didn't think you were ever going to come back.
Keep your chin up, stiff upper lip and all that.
Stiff upper something. So, she's pregnant at 13.
By one of the peasants as well.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Which will go her.
Yeah, and then the baby was apparently given away to a peasant family to bring up, so it was taken off her because they couldn't have a peasant baby in the family.
So she was married to her own cousin because they were big on inbreeding.
Oh, keeping that line pure.
she married a cousin at 15. So you're pregnant at 13, married at 15, which is like a country and western song. They got her to marry what was in bloodline her cousin so they could make a really strong empire, because she was rich already, but he was really rich, and he gave her a castle when they got married, which is one of the ones that she spent most of her time in.
Yeah.
So she got this massive estate then. Well, I was listening to a documentary and they said, they were like, the Posh and Becks of the day, which is, I don't know if they're trying to imply that Posh and Becks are sacrificing young girls to keep their youth.
Although you never know.
I wouldn't put it past
her. I wouldn't put it past it. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, maybe it's start with Rebecca Lewis.
Yeah, he does look very smug though, David Beckham. So.
He does, yeah, he does.
He looks like a man who's getting away with it.
He's getting away with something, yeah, isn't
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
She was a descendant of Vlad the Impaler, which is obviously what inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula, and also Bathory means brave. It's like the Hungarian word for brave. So she's from this like great line of sort of people who are amazing in battle, but also apparently had a really horrible mean streak. So wouldn't just kill people, they were sort of into torture. That was basically normality for her, because some of the things that she saw when she was a kid are pretty brutal.
One of the tortures that they gave to someone was dying horse, and they sewed the man into the dying horse with just his head exposed.
Yeah.
And that was his
And then
death.
They left the horse and him to
and
die.
And they left them both to die.
Which is,
I mean, to see that as a young person.
Apparently she was laughing sort of like in a maniacal way when it was happening, which just says to me, but then I suppose if you're sewing people into dead horses, you're like, oh, she's a bit weird, she's really enjoying this. You're like, that's my girl.
Yeah. That's the spirit. But I mean, suppose being brought up around so much war and torture when it's considered normal, that, I mean, now that there's a horse involved, maybe it was quite a novel thing to see. Like, oh, that makes a change from the rat.
Like you say, this kind of, like, ultra-violent community, really weird, torture's normal, and horrible things like this dead horse thing. Maybe it's like, she just didn't, maybe she had no barometer of what's right and wrong. You know, like when you go to university, and there's someone who puts bread in the fridge, and you're like, what are you doing that for? And they're like, well, we always do it at home. And you're like, that is really weird. It's just cold bread. Stops it going. No, it doesn't stop it going off.
You've just made it cold.
Yeah, just made it cold, and you've taken up half a shelf. So I think it might be that. Also, she had you get a violent childhood. She used to have fits and seizures, so I think there's some